Tonight, we discuss the final three. Who will win the final head of household? And who will be taken to the final two? Also, who won the game? Who was fan favorite? And most importantly, who won the butt first game? But first, please welcome your hosts, Adam and Fatty. Let's see if everyone's quiet. Hello, everyone. Now they're all going to be quiet. Hi, Fatty.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello?
Okay.
Don't make me do it again.
I will.
Y'all, let me just tell you something. Y'all, we had a fabulous opening, and old dad bod himself decided, I am not going to do that. Don't make me do this again. Y'all, we were all talking at the same
time. I'll turn this car around.
Right.
It was funny.
And y'all, well, it was funny as shit. So y'all, you've missed out because of the Geeky Gay TV.
No, it was horrible. It was distorted. It sounded bad. And it was unacceptable. I do not allow that. I don't tolerate that on my podcast.
What you've done is you've just described. But first.
Also, I'll edit out the silence after I. So that won't be there either.
Y'all,
so
y'all,
somebody is
kind of poopy. And by the way, I've had some wine tonight, so I may be a little.
What do you have, Big Fatty?
You know what? I'll go get it while y'all introduce yourselves.
All right.
Oh, I think he's had a lot of wine. Okay, we're joined by Wino, who's going to get his wine. We're also joined by Archer.
Hello.
Who's very, what is it when you take a lot of fiber? You're very regular?
Well, I'll be a regular in a couple hours.
Now, does the fiber make your poop harder or softer?
Softer.
Okay.
Actually, in a few hours, he'll be soiled. All right, that's...
Oh, what is that? Oh, apothic.
You don't like that, I think.
I do not like that apothic. That's a really harsh red wine.
I like it. Moose, have you ever tried this?
I have tried that. It's got a hint of cherry to it, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I can say that.
The weirdest.
We only stock Moose Pea Wine and Apothic Dark here.
I have just found a cuvee that is absolutely delightful. It's very, very.
Well, you'll have to e-letter it to me or whatever.
It's expensive. It's running $30 a bottle.
Okay, but don't bother e-lettering that to me.
Yeah,
that's about the average of what I spend on Virginia wine, $30 a bottle.
Fatty. That's a little more than I usually do for everyday wine, but you've got to buy a full case at a time. So.
He won't even pay for text messages. You think he's going to pay $30 per bottle of wine?
I know.
Good point. No.
By the way, Tim in Alaska sent me some wine this week, which will be sampling on Friday at Fatty's.
You did mention that, and one of those that what's the name of that? I can't think of it. The one bottle that you had.
It was the
something
the
family.
One. I'll go get it.
Oh, shit, I can't remember the name because I said, "Oh, well, I love that one."
Speaking of, I don't remember where we are. We're also joined by Faye. Hi, Faye.
Well, hello, everybody. How nice to be here for the very last time.
Wait, is it nice to be here, or is it nice to be here for the very last time?
Well, I will interpret that how you will.
Well, we're glad to have you. We're also joined by Moose. Hello.
Yo,
Moose.
Like, this is great. Yo. Uh-huh. What? Great. Awesome.
Yo, you're the best, Moose. You're the best.
Sounds like Enzo.
Yes. He was driving me nuts with all those yos.
You're the best, man. You're the best.
Yep.
Exactly. That's a really good one. Minor family. We actually used to belong to that club. That's
Hide
a nice
vineyard
one.
Minor.
Yeah.
Hide your minor in my vineyard. Speaking of nothing, we're also joined by Mike Lawson. Hello, Mike.
Hey.
Hey.
How's it going?
Good.
Hey,
how are you?
Good to see you guys. And good to talk about this show that we all love so much.
I know.
I'm happy to be here.
Well, we're glad to have you. We're
Mike's
not
so cute.
We're not glad to have this person, but we tolerate him. We're also joined by Chris. Hi, Chris.
Well, may I speak now? Is that allowed?
You can. You can.
I've been negligent. I have not done this for a few weeks. So because I'm sure he will be listening to this episode, I need to say, hi, Mittens. Hello. How are you?
Hi, Mittens.
I'm sorry that you have to put up with Adam when he's in a mood like this, but
oh, he is in a mood tonight.
Actually, I wasn't in a mood, but I was put in a mood. So,
and speaking of moods, we have Faye Driver.
Well, he was already introduced.
Oh,
Adam's had a rough week. It's been a stressful week at work, and he's not going to work. He has to work until 6 now or something, or 5.
No, I worked.
Well, he just needs some fiber gummies.
I worked until 8 p.m. last night.
Oh my God.
I've been having
on
meetings.
Big Brother night?
And I've been having meetings almost the full 8 hours of my day every day this week and most of last week.
My husband got upset because I took a 2-hour nap this afternoon.
Oh.
And he got all mad. And I'm like, dude, I am retired. I can sleep whenever I want.
And chew my fiber gummies, damn it.
And that's shoot right. the bed for me. By the way, Mike, do you drink wine?
No, not at all. That's why all the wine talk kind of, it doesn't, it's I like I was a you. Participant. Yeah. I just don't like it.
But the poop talk made him shake his head in horror too, though.
What?
Well, the fiber
he doesn't
talk.
Drink poop either.
So what do you drink, Mike?
What do you drink?
I like a martini. I'll do like a cider. I'll do a martini's kind of my drink right now. Like a really
vodka
dirty
or gin.
Gin. Yeah.
I drink peppermint schnapps.
Oh my!
Straight.
Or are you doing shots during
Adam
the show?
Adam is 13 years old.
I've got
he's in
Malibu.
Oh my goodness.
Y'all, he is in his office.
I'm not doing
and he's
shots.
He's got bottles of liquor.
No,
are you drinking, Faye?
I'm having a gin and tonic and one lime.
Oh.
I actually just bought the schnapps recently, but I kind of like it. It tastes a little bit like mouthwash, but it's better than... I only like stuff that tastes sweet or like fruity or like so
that speaks so well
like
for me then
you like to taste Faye, is that it?
I don't know if, oh yeah, well no, Faye's kind of bitter, isn't he? I mean,
like the gym.
No, I wish you could have just seen Lawson's face. and by the way, before we get into the episode, Mike, I noticed you're not wearing the Team Enzo shirt tonight.
No. It's underneath that sweatshirt he's got on.
He could be.
No.
I'm kind of, I mean, if you want to get into it, I'm embarrassed for him. Like, he sounds like me right now. Like, he couldn't put a sentence together. It just was really excruciating. And
it was sad.
Yeah, I don't know what
laughing at him.
I lost the shirt. Yeah, it almost feels like am I yelling right now?
No,
I don't know.
Very,
are you
very passionate about this?
Wait, well, please. Well, he's your man.
The way he was kind of like unsure what the laugh was about and kind of Cody kind of like petting him as they go to commercial, like makes me feel sad for him almost. Like, I don't know. He's not in on the joke. Like he doesn't.
It reassured me that he doesn't know what's going on.
Mm-mm. But it's kind of cool to know that, like, you can get to second and third place in this game twice. You can get through this game twice and just be kind of a dummy.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, do we want to get started with our recap?
Well, by the way, spoiler alert for what Mike just said.
Yeah.
No, I mean, if you tuned into this episode, we're going to talk about who won. So
exactly.
Right.
You're here.
Right.
Well, let's.
And you may already know.
Right. You're here. You're queer. Get used to Enzo not knowing what's going on.
Right.
So we'll
still wait a minute. But Mike, you still have sex with him.
Who?
You.
Oh, Enzo. Oh, yeah. Huh? I would have sex with him because of this. What I just described.
Right. What he's done. Didn't win him. what didn't win him $500,000 makes you want him even more.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I'm with you.
All right. Well, we'll go back to the Monday night episode, episode number 36.
Which Before we do that, Faye, several of us watched the Friday night episode, yeah. And others said, hey, maybe I'll go back and watch it. Anybody go back and watch the Friday night that didn't watch it?
No.
No.
Hey, great. Never mind. Oh, wait, Chris did. What did you think of it?
It was terrible.
I disagree. I think it was probably one of their best clip episodes that they've done. I think most of them are terrible.
Much, though. Yeah.
Well, no, I agree. But I think it was one of the better ones that they've done.
Big Fatty, if you say that, think about what you saw Friday night and then what you saw Monday night. Because the first 40 minutes of Monday night's show was a rehash of what they all thought that they were going to do so well.
Well, you know? Right. But there was still fun stuff on Friday night that we hadn't seen.
All the shows are running together in my head at this point. Which episode was it where they had the luxury comp?
That was Wednesday or something like that.
Yeah, last Wednesday. Never mind then.
Monday or Wednesday.
That was like Friday two seasons ago, Chris.
Right. Friday night was when Nicole peed herself.
Yeah, yeah.
They were sitting around eating their dinner and rehashing.
Yeah, and Enzo was claiming that steak was vegetarian.
Right, right.
Yeah.
It wasn't scripted. It didn't seem to be scripted like they were in the past. Yes, it seems like they were just talking, and they managed to pull like three clips of them talking about something funny. So they put this clip up. The contestants were disconnected from the retrospective B-roll.
Yeah, because normally it's like, it's almost as if they're about to say, and let's watch the tape.
Mm-hmm. It was like that this time. What show were you guys watching?
I didn't watch it, so I don't know. I don't like recap episodes.
Okay, never mind. Let's move on to Monday night.
Okay, Monday night. Julie has a dress on. Moose, are you ready for Moose's fashion feature?
Really, this was just a very plain red dress. I mean, it was not very conservative.
She didn't have a she wasn't there on Monday night. Oh, yes, she was there on Monday night. Okay, I'm sorry.
The HOH competition part one and part two, or the beginning of part one anyway, or something. So yeah. She was there leading us through, because there's nothing else happening. The three people in there are sleeping. So Julie had to get us through Monday night episode. So, yeah, a simple dress. What about the mesh, though? There were these mesh. It was the panels were all seamed together with a sort of a meshy-looking stripe. You didn't find that engaging?
I saw the stripe, but I thought it was just there for structure. I didn't – it didn't strike me as being spectacular. Mm-hmm.
Right. So, I was okay with the dress.
It was okay.
Yeah.
I mean, and the black dress on Wednesday was cut about the same. I mean, it was, you know, conservative.
Okay. So.
Wait a minute. She wore red, and the election is coming up, and she's been reading scriptures. She's been reading scriptures every week. So,
She's been talking about kindness, though, so that's clearly one party.
Right.
I wish one night she would wear green so that when they're doing the backdrop, it would also show up on her dress. That'd be very entertaining.
That would be.
You'd be wearing a green screen.
Right.
Right. Like Melania did.
Yes.
And then they superimposed COVID on.
Okay, let's go on about the show, Big Brother.
Okay, Faye.
We have a retrospective of each of the three players. I am not going to go through this, but we did learn about, I was reminded that Enzo had never been on the block, and neither had Cody. I mean, I knew Cody, but it didn't occur to me.
You almost called him COVID, didn't you?
It did.
Enzo and COVID have never been on the block.
So, you know, they sort of showed us everybody's gameplay, and maybe do we want to talk about the various strategies now? In my opinion, Enzo didn't have a strategy. I think Cody played extremely well, but Nicole was also playing very deviously, as we discovered on her exit. But
I don't think we have to like break them down or anything, but if we have any specific comments, we could say those. But I just wanted to say, though, Nicole, I don't know. I think Nicole played a good game. I mean, she must be a good player if she's made it to as far as she has twice, and, you know, almost won once and almost won again. But she made a comment when she was being interviewed, and she said that she created a weak character, and that was all like a scheme. I have a little bit of trouble believing that. Like, I think she really does suck at competitions. I don't know that she was. She's like, oh, I went around and pretended I couldn't get things out of the cabinet, you know, that I wasn't strong enough to get things out of the. I don't know. I had a little bit of trouble believing that. I felt like she went a little far and like, oh, yeah, I constructed this whole thing. But she obviously played well, though. Enzo, I think he was kind of ignorant acting in these last couple, but I do think that his strategy was what he said it was. I mean, I do think he had strategy, and I think it was to, like he said, to keep everyone liking him and just be the kind of laid back, you know, everybody likes me, I don't want anyone to go home, and then to let Cody win everything for him. I think that was his strategy. So, you know.
I was going to say about Nicole that, going back to what Adam was saying, she also admitted that her, I guess her strategy was to lay low like the majority mm-hmm. of the season, and then to, you know, really start winning competitions towards the end. And that's exactly what she did. But you also have to remember, when she came out during that interview, it was because it's like this, you know, spoiler, but, you know, when she came out of the house, she was mad. She was so mad. So the stuff that she was saying was based on why she was mad, you know. But Enzo, I don't think he had a strategy. I just think he's stupid.
Anyway, anybody else have thoughts that on strategies?
All right. I don't think that. I think that both Enzo and Nicole, they obviously they had to try to spin it the best they could, but I don't think either one of them had much in the way of strategy. So.
It's hard to tell with Nicole, because I feel like that's the way she always plays. So I don't know if that's just like the way she is, or that's really a strategy, but she always seems to try to stay under the radar for as long as possible. Well, and like,
well, you're right. And she did.
Yeah, that's true.
And I think her strategy is, I did it this time, and I should win again this time. I did it this way last time, so I should win again this time.
And she practiced what she should say.
She did. So
I would have had a great speech for final two.
Faye, Moose? Continue.
Moose, any comments?
No comments. I mean, she did do well in the last episode, and she did win the very first competition. So, I mean, it's, you know.
Spoiler alert.
Sorry.
Well, let's talk about that then. We go. We start the part one of the HOH competition. The BB scary go round, and this is the endurance competition they have to hang on to. Well, first of all, do we want to talk about the big acting debut for the three of them, where they walk around like zombies and Enzo is like dancing or something? I thought it was hilarious.
Well, all three of them seem to commit. That's about all I've got. Yeah. I mean, you know, they definitely committed to the part.
They kept showing the gravestones so fast, though, I couldn't read exactly what was said on the gravestones.
I can tell you what they said.
Eating gummies.
No.
Enzo's said, this cat ran out of lives.
Okay. Meow, meow.
Right. Nicole's was, the destination funeral was amazing. And Cody was, he lived every day like it was BB Day?
I don't know.
Ab Day, sorry, Ab Day.
Oh, Ab Day. Okay.
Oh, that makes more sense instead of BB Day. You know, he lived every day like it was bareback day. Okay, great. And Chris all of a sudden went, oh.
So, bareback. This was the dizzying competition where they hung on to a rope.
May I just say one thing? The thing I love the most about this competition is because it's so off the normal schedule, they got to theme things differently than they normally would. So this was Halloween-y themed. Okay. There was a haunted house. There were ghosts. And it was just nice to see a fresh take on basically the same old thing again.
That was
because normally it would be done by this time.
It would have been done in September.
So, a month ago. Yeah.
Right.
Fatty, was that your stripper name on Gay Christmas, Halloweeny?
Halloweeny? Halloweeny? I don't think so.
Hollyweeny.
Oh, that's my Christmas stripper name.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh my God,
anyway.
So.
Anyway, that's all I wanted to say.
They didn't show us the times that these people fell off this thing. They were squirted with green goo. The rainstorms came and wet them all down, and there was some interesting crotch shots, but nothing spectacular, just some ugly bulges.
This competition never strikes me as being that difficult looking. Now, I'm not saying that I would win. I wouldn't win any of the competitions. I mean, let's get that out of the way right now. However, they always seem to complain about this one, but literally all you've got to do, and they even have something that your feet are on, so it doesn't really, and every time they hit that moon, or, you know, it's always something. This time it was a moon, but I mean, there's always, it's padded.
Snow moon?
It's padded, but they act like it's so painful. I mean, it's like a padded thing. I don't know.
Cody got knocked off twice from that moon thing, and because he was so strong, he was able to hold himself up to get back on the disc thing. But I can tell you right now, I would have fallen off that thing right away the first time it knocked me off.
I just want to thank Enzo Burns for his perspective on this.
You're welcome.
Okay, go ahead. Thank you. Thanks. All right, Lawson at least gave me a smile anyway. You know, y'all, it pains them to laugh at my shit, okay? But this is the last time you get a chance. Go ahead, Faye, and stop giving me that look of, shut the fuck up, Fatty, you're drunk.
You are a little drunk.
Not a little. Go ahead.
And we don't see the time how long these guys last, but Enzo is out at the beginning, or first. And then Cody is out after probably a good period of time because they had advanced the difficulty a few notches. So
didn't Nicole they even lower the ropes a little bit lower so they'd hit the moon more or something? I don't know.
And they made it go faster too. And
faster, yeah. Mm-hmm. So Nicole.
So at the end of this episode, Julie takes us out with the phrase, be still and exercise peace.
What's the be still mean?
That may be the dumbest one she's done.
I agree.
You know, be still, meditate, you know, be calm, be quiet.
My theory still. I still have a theory that if we collect these words, it's an anagram and there's going to be a murder that we need these words to solve.
Mike, will you be in charge of that? And when the debut comes around next June, let us know what happened.
And then we can do a podcast recap about it.
Oh, that'd be great.
About the murder?
Yeah.
We'll call the new podcast Lawson Said It First.
Trademark.
All right.
Trademark.
It is finale night now. We go to Wednesday, October 28th, the 2-hour finale. Julie's dress. Moose, do you want to do this? Do you want to?
Last chance, Moose.
It's simple black dress. I mean, nothing spectacular. Very conservative, goes well below the knee. It's, you know, all the way up to the neck, three-quarter sleeve. Nice fitting.
I noticed was she had too much jewelry on. She had like three necklaces and three or four bracelets and just too much jewelry.
That's true. I'm sorry to go back to the other one, but I did, and I don't know if it's worth mentioning, but she said, is Julie usually on the non-live episodes ever? Because that was not a live episode, and it's almost like they wanted us to think it was live.
Usually do one of those. Okay. I think this is the one that they usually make it feel like it's live, and it's really not.
Yeah, because she...
Towards the end of the season. Yeah. Right close to the end.
Yeah, sorry.
It helps them fill the time.
Yeah, because we also had... Julie had to introduce the jury house. We had the jury house. The five non-jury evictees was on that episode. Right. So we all saw them in their, you know, Zoom meeting, all in their houses or whatever, their little sets.
Yeah.
God bless our nest. Bless this nest, Janelle.
I was like, who's Keisha?
Yeah.
Y'all, they used to say when this season began, they can't do All Stars without Keisha. And I'm going, who the fuck is Keisha?
Who the hell is Keisha? Right. I'll tell you that I saw a recap of her season. I don't forget, on YouTube or somewhere. She looked a lot better in her first season than she did in this season.
Honey, we all look better in our first season than we do in this season. Okay.
So we start with the HOH competition part two, camera hogs, where they have to, there's a question they're asked, four players who were such and such, right? So you put the four players into the shot, and then there's these pigs on pendulums, and you have to move the pig heads out of the way.
That's Fatty's stripper name for life.
Pigs on Pendulums is going to be the new name for Friday at Fatty's. Okay.
You know, they could consider that for the horror hotel. Could be a suite name.
Honey, I can assure you, Pigs on Pendulums is old school based on the horror hotel.
Okay. He calls you honey.
Honey, did I call him honey?
You did.
You are drunk.
Wait until you hear this episode.
Wait a minute, Faye. You make it sound like I listened to this. Just a show of hands. How many on the panel? Raise your hand if you actually.
Why are we doing this? Why?
Because I want to. I want to be know that I'm not alone.
How many listen to
all right, Moose listens.
I do.
Faye listens. Mike listened to one.
No, I listen to them if I'm not on it. Like, I don't listen to it again because we just had this conversation, you know?
That's right. The way I am. I'm not going to listen to it. I was just on it.
I don't listen to things that I'm on. Other than
Adam. I download it, though, so we can get the numbers.
Adam barely listens to things he's not on. So...
Well, let's listen to what happened on the finale. You guys always give me such a hard time.
Faye's keeping this on track.
Faye feels threatened because Sam isn't here tonight to bail him out when he fucks something up. Anyway, go ahead.
All right. So there's only two players. It's Cody and Enzo are playing this camera shoot game. And so there's three sets of questions. They have to get these three photographic shots. Enzo works through it. Cody works through it. In the end, Enzo takes 37 minutes and 38 seconds. and Cody
I'm sorry for interrupting you, Faye, but did we like how Enzo says, I bet he took 15? And then they reveal the number and it's like 4 minutes or something.
I thought that was unbelievable that Enzo would take 37 minutes to do that.
It was totally believable.
But poor Enzo misread the last question. You know, totally screwed it up and then reread it wrong half a dozen times.
Right. He's your number one. What did you think of that?
You know, so Enzo's kind of like most players that make it this far have two engines, right? They're a plane with two engines. Enzo's got one engine and he usually can make it pretty far with one engine. We're just realizing there is a limit though. You know, he does really good with one engine. Bless his heart.
In other words, his engine is a Model A hand crank. Is that pretty much it? Okay.
Have we seen this game before?
No, I don't think so.
I thought that was a new one. Yeah, with the photograph thing. Yeah.
I like this game.
It looked difficult to me just because, like, you have to get the picture when all the pigs are out of. And, like, how do you. I don't know if they had a monitor they were looking at or something, but I mean, how do they know, like, when the pigs are out of the picture? And I don't know.
I think that the angle was a little deceiving and it's kind of camera tricks because I think that maybe the pendulum swings are much further than. Kind of give no credit for, you don't have to be like very precise.
Maybe. And they did have a monitor. They were looking straight ahead at a monitor. And when they saw that the pigs were out of the way, that's when they pressed the thing to take the picture.
It must not have been too hard for Cody to do it in like 4 minutes. But it looked difficult. You
know, he is a comp beast.
Well, that's true.
It is rather remarkable. It's less. It's about a minute per question. And you got to move the puppets out of the way. Or not the pigs. I meant the content, the photograph, the people. Yeah.
Okay, you're the cut mannequin. Off.
Right. Cut out.
All right, he's gone from puppets to mannequins, and they were pigs. But anyway,
he's talking about the cutout pictures of the people that they had to put up there with them.
I'm sorry, I've been drinking. Please do not correct me.
So Cody won.
Yeah, and this is where Enzo had his first hissy fit, and it went on for a long time.
Oh my God, he was so mad with himself and
after
just
the game.
And did you notice that Nicole was crying?
She was.
Actually, I felt sorry.
Nothing new there.
She had a tear like crying? Rolling down her cheek as he was like having his little fit. I was like, oh, she's sad for Enzo.
Yeah, or was that foreshadowing that she knew that Cody was not going to take her to the final?
Or was she laughing at him?
I suspect she was just crying because, like, it, you know, sometimes it's just jarring to see a grown man kind of like lose it, you know, like it's this like grown man who kind of like holds in his emotions is like really kind of just cracking. And like maybe he's not actually crying, but like when you see a grown man cry, it makes you feel a way. And she, you know, her emotions are really close to the surface. So she's crying for him almost.
Is that why you were all crying at when we first started this episode earlier? Seeing a grown man lose
it. You were the one crying. We were crying because you cut out the beginning of this episode.
And I also think that Nicole understands the stakes too for this game, right? This is these games right now, these competitions are very important. Whoever wins has a lot of power. So she understands where he's at. And you know, we didn't see all of it either, right? I'm sure it went on and on and on. And there was a lot of bleeping probably happening. So I felt for the guy too. It was sad. I felt sad for him. You know, I felt for the guy because he was banking everything on this win, right?
Well, plus, she would rather go against him in part three than go against Cody.
Oh, that's true.
Maybe she's like, oh, this is not what I wanted to happen. So,
anyway. Being Enzo taking so long to do that, it made me question for a quick second, how did he ever make it on the All-Stars? You know, because, I mean, he's...
Personality. He's one of those people that everybody who walks around calling themselves meow meow, you know. I mean, it's one of those, if you don't really remember him, but you hear he's the meow meow. Oh yeah, I remember the meow meow. you know, but you don't necessarily remember Enzo.
It's not just about winning competitions. It's the personality.
He made an impression his first year, and he was third.
Yeah.
So.
And in a way, we're coming full circle real quick. I swear, real quick. We're coming full circle because I remember episode one, us talking about how this, like, what is an all-star? You know what I mean? Like,
Did we lose?
Fake. We pissed off Fake. He left. It's going to make the rest of the episode very difficult. But anyway, go ahead, Mike. Don't make it real quick.
So I remember in the very beginning, we talked about what is an all-star, right? And, you know, does it mean you have to win a lot? Do you have to be close to winning? Because David certainly wasn't.
Good point.
But he's memorable. Do you have to be memorable? What if you kind of like went far and kind of were good at competitions, but like weren't so good in the diary room? Are you still an all-star? Like, I don't know. There's no real way to say you're good at this game unless you're kind of winning, and all kinds of people win in all kinds of ways. Enzo did it by being friends with everyone and not, you know, kind of like keeping his eyes closed and just like pedal to the metal, like hoping it works out.
And never got nominated.
Yeah, it works for him. So I guess it's a good game. And then other people are very strategic and have relationships. And like Cody was even talking about how like he knew in his alliance who was going to eat who first. So he kind of just got out of the way. And that's so strategic and cunning, and it's a good game because it got him this far, and it's, you know, the exact opposite of Enzo. So I don't know. It's kind of crazy. There is no good game, and it's really just, if it works, it works, and chemistry, and, you know, there's so many variables. So,
well, you know, Mike, I found it interesting to use the word cunning when describing Cody. And there's one thing for sure, that Cody is not a cunning linguist.
No.
Well,
how do you thank do? You.
Well,
thank you. I've been working on that one.
How do you know he's not?
Fashion? Yeah.
I mean, he's got a
girlfriend.
I believe you've heard him not know what Texans are and what.
North oh, I'm Carolinians sorry. I thought you said good at cunnilingus. I did not say that.
I said cunning linguist.
Sorry.
Speaking of cunning linguists, Faye has rejoined us. What happened, yes. Faye?
My apologies. My laptop crashed. So I have to now join you via my iPad.
We thought you were just tired of us.
You sound fine. You sound fine.
Well, it's been 36 long episodes, hasn't it, of Big Brother?
Only 36?
Yeah. Let me say one other thing about this last two-hour episode. They started the final part of the HOH between Nicole and Cody before the second episode started. And I'm going, what the fuck are they going to do for the next hour? You know, I'm just like, Jesus Christ.
But then they had to talk to the jury. Then they had to.
I know. But still, I'm like, how are they going to fill an hour? But anyway, go ahead.
Well, they did. Speaking of the jury, they did the jury interviews where they were talking who, and then they brought out Nicole as well. And so they were all talking about that. I don't have much on this, but I did.
They brought out Christmas.
Yeah, the jury, they did where they always sit on those benches. It looks like they're in a park. And
where Dr. Will usually is. By the way, I liked it a lot better without Dr. Will.
I was thinking the same thing because I thought they were going to bring him back.
Hey, you know, there was you know, when he was half naked on the balcony, and it was like a promo. It was like it wasn't in an episode. It was like a little.
It was like right at the very end while the credits were running.
Yeah. Was he ever actually in an episode in that outfit, or was it literally just one little shot of him in his underwear on the. Okay.
He was only standing that one when out he was there two. In a thong drinking coffee and but talking to the cement about, squirrel.
But he was talking about one of the upcoming games or whatever, wasn't he?
I just thought that was kind of.
No, he didn't say a word.
Well, there were two spots.
No, I'm talking about the most recent one where he was in a Speedo or a thong or underwear. And he didn't say anything. He was just drinking coffee. And I thought he must be in the next episode. And I guess he wasn't. I didn't know what the point of that was. And then he wasn't.
Well, I think
even...
he was doing his impression of Jesse, who comes out with very few clothes on and flexes his muscles for no apparent reason.
Okay.
So
Jesse had some nice muscles.
Oh, Jesse's pretty.
So we were, anyway, Faye, you can continue.
Go ahead, Faye. I'm sorry.
One small quote from David while the jury was being interviewed. He said, David said, "What is jury management?"
Oh, God.
Did you hear that?
I had to get into that, yes. Now, before that, when they were talking to the people who were not in the jury house, when Janelle was on there, Janelle brought up what Adam has talked about before, about will this jury be emotional or will they be, judging on how well they played the game. And I thought that was interesting that she was thinking in those lines. And Adam was totally telling us all about that at the beginning of the season.
All Continue. Right. So, well, let's go to the final competition between Nicole and Cody. There were 8 questions and you had to A, B, or C. They used this record analogy, here's the record from so and so. Their hits are A, B, and C. And so
I kind of like the theming of this. I just thought, normally this is when they're on the big scales of justice kind of thing.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Out in the backyard. And when they didn't do it, I went, oh, this is different. But I kind of liked it because it was a little bit of creativity there.
Instead Neither one of them knew what records were.
Well,
I really like the set on this, and I was trying to figure out where they set this up in the house.
It was probably Moose in where they did all the different competitions in the luxury suite or whatever it was called.
The basement, the safety suite, the
right.
Yeah,
it's just that this looks so much smaller than that.
It looked a lot smaller.
In a corner of it.
Yeah. Maybe they did it in the half-not room.
That's possible.
No.
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 I don't know.
It seemed to me like it was backyard. Because
so do we think? No.
But it couldn't have been backyard because this was live.
And the lighting then they wasn't right.
Right to the live finale part with all the jury house. So, no.
Okay. Mm-mm. All right.
It's neither here nor there, but do they, when the jury talks to each other, is that in the backyard of, where are they? Where
it's
are
at
they?
The jury house.
They're at the jury house? Okay.
Yeah, in the backyard, yeah.
Well, it always looks the same. I don't know if they always have the same jury house, but that set always looks the same, so.
Well, they have continuity people that work on this show, so anyway.
Well, the short answer
y'all didn't expect me to come up with that with all the wine I've had, did you?
Fatty is very certain of himself the more he drinks.
Thank you. I'll be pouring another glass before the end of the show. So,
there's 8 questions. Nicole gets the first one wrong, and then they both get them all correct, meaning that Cody wins HOH.
We've talked about him being done, but he seems to win. He wins so many competitions. I mean, he can't be completely dumb because, I don't know, unless the producers are feeding him answers because he's won both athletic competitions, but he's also won brain competitions.
I think he understands how to win the game, but he doesn't necessarily know how to live a life.
Okay.
Yeah, he only knows how to play Big Brother.
Fatty also gets very judgmental the more he drinks.
But isn't that true?
Sir, may I just tell you, you are correct.
Isn't that true with most Big Brother players, though? Especially the ones that are all-stars. All they know how to do is play Big Brother. That's their career. Mm-hmm. Once they go
that's
in.
It. Yeah, and they're living off they that, do. Too.
They both, Nicole and Enzo, make their speeches. Could care less personally myself. And Cody makes his vote. Does anybody want to say what Cody does?
Well, he votes off himself.
I'll, I will say that this was one of the two things that the Washington Post said today was one of the saviors of a boring season of Big Brother. And that was that Cody chose Enzo to go with him to the final two when everyone was supposedly expecting him to take Nicole.
I thought he made the correct decision.
And Nicole
was pissed.
Nicole, yeah. But Nicole was like, I would take you. That was her reason that he should take her. I would take you.
We've been ride or die since day one.
When she went outside with the rest of the jury, she's sitting there like this, you know, shaking her foot.
With her arms crossed.
Poor loser.
Yes.
The favorite thing that I have seen post finale, I was looking at Twitter and somebody posted a watch party in some bar, which again, who has watch parties in bars during COVID? But apparently somebody did. And when they were playing Cody evicting Nicole, as one, everybody in the bar went, "Whoa!" I mean, so this was a very celebratory thing for a lot of people.
It was for me.
Yeah. So walk with me on this. There's this movie by Disney called Big Brother Bear, and it's kind of underrated, right? And it's kind of dreadful for most of the movie. But then at the very end, it kind of like just has a twist and you're like, oh, the hunter that was now a bear can magically become a human again if he like repents.
Spoiler.
Yeah. You're right. But it like comes together and it's good. And maybe you're not going to watch the movie all the time, but since you like went through it and you went on the journey, you're like, okay, this actually resolved okay. And it was a good movie. And this is the Big Brother Bear season. It's like really long and was kind of excruciating at times, but like, damn, this was a good conclusion. From the moment it was three, when the third, you know, Enzo was third place last time, Cody was second place on his season, Nicole was first place. Now who's going to be third, second, and first this time? Like, this is a nail biter. This is why we were, you know, like why I went through all these months of watching Nicole cry. Is like, now I can see her cry and like, I could lick up the tear. Like I wanted to lick the screen when she was crying as she was leaving the house. Like it was just, it's good. And it got really good at the last few minutes. And thank God it was good because it was excruciating at times.
Oh my God. I just loved how pissed she got. Oh.
Who expected Nicole to get evicted? Okay. That's
I didn't.
All right. Chris did.
I didn't know. I just didn't know.
I wasn't sure.
No,
I was pretty sure that she was going with Cody to the end. Mm.
Yeah.
Look, Cody had to grab his balls and do what Enzo wanted him to do, wanted everybody to do all season long, is make a big move.
And well, he waited till the very last one.
He made it.
But, you know, I was thinking, though, and I know a lot of people were happy that he chose Nicole. I mean, I was okay. I would have been okay if she won or Cody won or whatever, but I wasn't really vested in any of the three necessarily. However, yeah. I felt like it was Nicole's fault. And I'll tell you why, because she had the opportunity to get rid of Cody when she was HOH a couple of weeks ago. And she didn't. And so I feel like that was her million-dollar mistake right there, was not getting rid of Cody when she had HOH. She could have backdoored him. A veto was one, you know. And she didn't. She decided to like leave him in the game. And, you know, that was her bad. He did not cost her the game. She cost her the game, in my opinion. So
he was so convinced that they were ride or die when she did, you know, that thing. It's just like,
well, I just don't know.
But also, there were many.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, I don't know how it seemed like no one in the house that was inside the house was realizing how well Cody was playing and that he was going to win because he was like never a target. I don't know if they were afraid of him or if they weren't seeing it because like they never seemed to realize it. But as soon as they got to the jury house, they're like, oh my God, Cody's playing so well. And so it's like, I don't understand like why. And she had the opportunity And I think she could have beat Enzo. I feel like she could have. And so when he, you know, evicted her, I was thinking, well, serves you right. You didn't, I mean, you didn't do what you needed to do when you were HOH. And
he said the reason I've gone back and forth. I felt for him because I know it was a difficult decision, but it came down to you've already won.
And to that point, I think Cody had final twos with both Nicole and Enzo. Cody, frankly, probably would have won if he had taken Nicole or Enzo. So I don't even see that as a big move, getting rid of Nicole. I don't think there was a big move for him, except it was an emotional move, probably getting rid of Nicole. But I don't know that it was a big move either way.
I wouldn't say it was a big move. It was just a surprising move to me because I was expecting him to take her with him.
Moose, what do you think?
I still think there's a possibility the jury could have said, hey, Nicole has come this far. She has been she has played actually kind of well, and they might have given it to her.
She had one of the biggest targets on her back.
She did.
She had one.
Moose, knowing now what the vote count was, you think that they would still possibly go with Nicole?
I think they might have.
Interesting.
Only because Enzo is so useless was the vote this way, right. Unanimous.
Right.
If there was a bigger competitor such as Nicole, I think there would have been more of a split vote. I still think Cody would have got it.
I do too. I think no matter who he went with, it would have been Cody.
I think Enzo was the Victoria of this season.
But more importantly, are skinny jeans
now? Wait a minute. Do you remember Victoria?
I do remember Victoria, short girl with long black hair.
Yeah. I know she had a secret.
It was Cody.
That was the dumbest decision anybody Victoria. Has ever made.
Okay.
That was the dumbest decision anyone has ever made.
Right.
Like, he kept Derek and got rid of her, whatever her name was. I can't remember.
Yeah, Victoria. I just said it about four times, but that's okay.
He totally should have taken her.
So,
but the thing is, he's learned from his mistakes.
Obviously. Yeah.
That was his big argument, I think, was that he really did play a different game this time and a much better game this time. So, yeah.
And actually, in Cody's speech, I don't know if we're going to talk about that, but in Cody's speech, it's almost like he read my mind, because I believe in one episode I said Cody has turned around and used Derek's strategy or something along those lines. Like, he's become Derek or whatever. And in his speech, he said something along those lines, that he basically, you know, became Derek or whatever. So anyway, there you go.
So you're claiming yeah, the reason that Cody won.
Yes. Yeah. He got
just
that from
wanna
me.
Want to be sure. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So we did get to see before the vote, which we already know about, the jury house people ask the questions. These questions were so stupid. I mean, they couldn't come up with their own bloody questions. Production had to tell them, okay, you're going to ask the question of Cody, and Tyler, you're going to ask the exact same question of Enzo. Like, how fucking stupid was this?
How do they do it on Survivor? Do you think they ask a billion questions and then production just cuts the ones they like out and puts them in the show? Or because they always have such better questions on Survivor, and I...
Well, is it live, writers?
Good question. Is it live?
No, it's not live.
Survivor's not live. No, of course not, because they're still on the island.
Well, there you go. Because they have to maintain some control over these contestants.
Correct.
But you'd think the jury would be able to come up with some good questions.
I don't think they wrote them. I think the writers wrote them.
Yeah. Pissed as Nicole was, she would not have come up with a very good question.
Well, and I think it was Kevin that says, oh, this one's for Enzo. Like, he had no fucking idea what he was about to read off the card. Because
Christmas,
he didn't.
Right. And Christmas couldn't read the card because she didn't have her glasses. So yes. she didn't know what she was asking either. So it's not like they came up with these questions on their own. And that really disappoints me because I would have liked to see each player say, why did you fuck me over? Right.
That makes it much more dramatic.
Yeah.
And that's what they do on Survivor generally, or somewhere along those lines.
Yeah.
It wasn't basically Nicole's question.
Well, right. Nicole's was. Yeah.
Wasn't that basically Nicole's question? Because, I mean, it looked like her question was real.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
She was the only real one. Yeah.
So we do the vote. It's unanimous. Cody wins.
All right. Can I say one thing before you go further?
Could we stop you?
No. Cunt. Anyway, can I say cunt on this show? I don't know. Anyway, I think they did a magnificent job theming the backyard to look like it was in the actual studio where Julie usually is. Mm-hmm. I mean, they had the shiny floor and it looked, and they had the door there and they had the big monitors and all. I thought they did a nice job trying to make it as normal as possible.
Until the last 5 minutes, I thought it was the same stage.
Okay, then they succeeded.
I was like, they're not ever putting Julie in the same shot, but there's the jury sitting over there. And then I was like, wait, why do Cody and Enzo not wearing, why are they not wearing masks? I mean, this was like literally the last 5 minutes. And I was like, oh, they're in a separate studio. I never equated it to be the backyard, but.
Go ahead.
Thank you, cunt. I didn't know it was the backyard, but I didn't realize. I knew it was a separate space. I didn't realize it was the backyard. So, yeah, they did do a nice job.
Which explains why they didn't have the giant scales.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
Well, Davon, so let's talk about this. Cody wins $500,000. Mm-hmm. Enzo, we didn't talk about Enzo's bad speech to the jury.
I don't think
we need prior to the vote. We made reference to it earlier
in this episode. Let's let Mike describe that for us. Okay, like, I think that's good.
You don't need to read somebody's suicide note twice. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, I think he started out with a little bit of a good argument, saying, you know, my strategy was to win some out of the gate just so I come across as a strong player and then, you know, and then make sure everyone likes me and align myself with Cody, who I knew was going to win a lot of comps. And that was my strategy. I think if he'd have stopped there, like, that would have been okay. But then we just go into this spiral, like, where he's, I don't even remember what he said, but he was like, talking about his kids and
rails.
His family and like, please just give it to me for my family. You know, it was like all this weird stuff, you know,
it wasn't going to be good when he got up out of the chair and started wandering around. I went, oh, here we go.
Sure.
Kind of like I just did. I got up out of my chair and wandered around.
It was almost like in Grey Gardens, how like you kind of notice like, oh, they're mentally ill and I'm enjoying this. I'm enjoying this too much.
That's a good point.
I love that comparison. Mm-hmm. You're so gay.
So Cody did win $50,000 and he was very appreciative.
You mean Enzo?
$500,000.
I beg your pardon. I meant Enzo won the 50 grand, second place. But Davon won the house guest choice or
fan favorite.
America's favorite player or whatever.
Right. And you know, the Washington Post said that was the second reason why Big Brother was better at the end, because of her winning the fan favorite. And they talked about showing clips of her talking about Black Lives Matter and stuff like that during the season with other people.
And she seemed so shocked and so happy that she had won it. It was sweet. It was very sweet.
Yeah. I like that it was between her and Tyler.
Yeah.
You know, I think though that's a good Face Off. Yes, Mike.
And if I can say, in Brother Bear, there's also a B story where the brother of Brother Bear, he's human still, is like hunting the bear that's actually his brother now as a brother. So, you know, that's like, Dave, it's basically the same, you know?
Is this on Disney Plus?
Yeah, Brother Bear.
Never heard of it. How many in the room have ever heard of Brother Bear? Oh, Chris. And
I'll watch
Adam.
It now, though. It,
but I've never watched it, yeah.
Have you ever watched it, Adam?
Last night.
You watched it last night?
Yeah, it was really good. I'm with Mike, you know, until the end, but it got me at the end, yeah.
How did you know to watch it last night?
Oh, my God, you people.
Did Lawson call you and say, okay, I've got a storyline and we'll watch it?
He did not
show.
Watch it.
Okay.
No, there's no movie. There's no.
There is Big Brother. I mean, Brother Bear.
Oh, there really
Big
is.
Brother,
a movie?
Brother Bear.
Oh, oh, my God.
I thought you made all that up.
Once again, Enzo Burns is with us tonight.
Now, Moose, did you have anything to say here? We were talking about Cody and Enzo and Davon winning $25,000.
I'm very, very happy that Davon won. I mean, I've always liked Davon. I mean, I think she's a really neat lady. So, you know, thrilled.
Yeah. Enzo, I think that was the best part of the whole finale was that she won.
Yeah. Yeah. Enzo and Cody, nah.
So. Well, I don't know. I disagree. I think Cody really worked very, very hard for this win, and he played a really good game. And as much as we don't like people who do well on Big Brother, you know, it really is a testament to his skill. So I fully feel that he deserves this the win.
I'm not saying I don't agree with that. I'm just saying that it was so expected, and that's what happened, that it wasn't, you know, surprising or fun or exciting or anything. The fact that Davon won, that was fun and
but
exciting
isn't it
and
always
surprising.
So... Oh, yeah, okay. Speaking about the Big Brother game, though, isn't it always rather disappointing when two people get to the end and someone that you would rather not win wins because they weren't the good player? They were the floater who carried along and was carried to the end and then...
I think you can go ahead and say Nicole's name.
And there's many instances.
I will say that season, I really... It was Paul, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I really wanted him to win. I mean, he played a better game than she did.
Friendship.
But normally, again, as I've said many times, I'm always for the underdog. So normally, I'm okay if the person who... was more of an underdog wins, but I just it's less interesting when someone is strong the entire season and you expect them to win and then they win. I mean, that's all great, like for them, like great, you played a great game, but for watchability, it is kind of boring when, like, you all, like we've said before, all the strong players band together, have an alliance, they make it until the final 5 weeks, and then, you know, I don't know. But
that was one thing that the Washington Post said that made this season so boring, was because there was such an alliance so quickly and they pretty much ruled the house for the rest of the season. And they also mentioned that all of the people of color were out by week 8.
Yeah, I don't know how Big Brother gets around that, but it does make it more boring. And it's starting to happen more and more every season.
Well, the other thing I was going to mention, just one more thing. Sorry, Big Fatty.
Go ahead.
In the article that I read on the Washington Post, they talked about Nicole and how her job is a social media influencer. Well, when she was laughing at Ian when he was rocking back and mm-hmm. forth, she lost several endorsement
Launchers,
deals
yeah.
because mm-hmm. of that.
Yeah. yeah.
But she doesn't know that yet. Well, she probably knows it now, but she didn't know it before.
Not only did she not win Big Brother, but she lost several big clients.
Correct. Yes.
One thing I will say about the vote, I'm surprised it was unanimous.
Really?
I am not. I'm not either. I'm not.
Why,
who did you expect to vote for Enzo?
Well, I don't know. Well, I'm a little surprised Nicole did not vote for Enzo, just for spite. Okay, but you know, some of the others, like Kevin did not get along with Cody at all season long.
But that tells you that they were thinking more of a good player versus liking someone.
Right, but we didn't know that until the vote.
But usually,
they all clearly thought he was a good player then.
I mean, generally speaking, Big Brother juries are more emotional than Survivor juries. But I will say, based on how they were talking in the house, they seemed to all have such respect and admiration for how well Cody was playing every time they would talk about him. There didn't seem to be a lot of like animosity going on. So I wasn't surprised, because every time we went to the jury house, they were all like, man, Cody is playing such a great game, you know. So I kind of thought, I wasn't surprised.
Oh, and he's only the second player in Big Brother history to have a unanimous vote.
Mm-hmm. That is true.
So who was the first? I don't remember.
I don't know.
Okay, great.
Somebody.
Okay.
Do we want to talk about who won our game?
Yes.
Just before we do.
Wait, before we do.
Julie Chen Moonves wants us all to always have faith.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Julie.
And before we end all of this, I want to thank Faye and Sam for doing the notes all season long.
Yeah.
Because, y'all, we couldn't have done this without them.
No, we could
absolutely
not.
And we could have, but the shows would have only been about 15 minutes. But
instead, they're 2 hours.
Because I know, because what
about
happens,
an hour and a half.
What happens when we don't have notes is we're like, what happened on that episode?
When did that happen?
Now, did we talk about that already? Oh, no, that was the episode before. What? Anyway,
I want to say thank you to both of you. And I want to say we missed Alex Lefebvre, but we understand why he couldn't be with us all season long. And
next year.
Next year, right. Back when it's in the summertime,
so
he has to talk twice as much.
So we'll go backwards here.
I have one question.
Oh, go ahead.
How many times before have they had an all-star season?
Oh, I don't know. At least one more time, but I don't
think just once.
I think it was just one other time, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe. All right, continue.
Okay, so we're going to start with the bottom of the totem pole tonight with 1 point.
Let's not all put our hands up, but carry on.
So first of all, let's do this. We'll go through who you guys had, and then we'll give out the points. So Sam, if we want to go back, she had Christmas to win, Memphis to win Comp Beast, and Nicole to get fan favorite. So none of those. Faye had Kaser to win, Christmas to get Comp Beast, and David to get fan favorite. Fatty had Kaser to win, Cody to get Comp Beast, and Davon to get fan favorite.
Oh my God. Good for you, Big
So
Cody.
He got two of them. Chris had Tyler to win, Cody to get Comp Beast, and Ian to get fan favorite.
Ooh.
Mike had Tyler to win, Tyler to get Comp Beast, and Davon to get fan favorite.
Oh,
so you got that one. Moose had Christmas to win, Cody to get Comp Beast, and Davon to get fan favorite.
Wow, good for you.
He had two of those. And then Archer had Christmas to win, Cody to get Comp Beast, and Tyler to get fan favorite. So
it's between me and Moose is basically what you're saying.
So those were the.
I didn't get anything on the game. So
we're gonna go from least points to most.
So who's on the bottom? Let me guess, Faye.
So on the bottom, we have Faye. With
which is where he prefers to be, by the way.
That's where I belong.
With 1 point. And then
1 point.
Now we have a three-way tie for whatever place that would be, right above Faye. And that is Sam, Chris, and Moose, all with 2 points.
I am very pleased to be in a Moose-Sam sandwich.
That's a three-way we could all get behind.
Oh.
We have a tie for second place.
Oh.
Second place is a tie between Mike and Archer with 5 points. So the winner,
the Enzos, they are the Enzos of our game, is what you're saying.
So the winner, Mike, I'm happy to be with you. The winner of the game is Fatty with
unbelievable
with 6 points. So
rigged. Wow.
There you go.
It's not rigged.
I'm teasing.
It's too bad you had to be such an asshole to everybody tonight when you were drunk.
Well, you know, you're welcome.
All right.
You love me when I'm an asshole.
Mwah.
No, you love me when I'm drunk.
Yes.
Any
this is true.
Closing thoughts from anyone?
I have a closing thought.
Okay.
I would like to say I much prefer the celebrity editions, which are truncated down to like 6 weeks. I don't know if I can do another Big Brother or another Survivor.
Of course you can. Well, first of all, there's not going to be a Survivor in the spring because they haven't filmed yet. And the earliest they're going to film is May. Okay. So the next time we're all together will be June, end of June next year for Big Brother.
They got plenty of time to recuperate.
At your advanced age, you'll start eating those fiber gummies and you'll forget how much you hated all this.
That's true.
It's kind of like pregnancy, Faye. You know, they say after a woman has a baby, she forgets how painful it was. So,
The seven of us in the room right now are experts on women and pregnancy.
No, they say that. I've read somewhere in an article. I know.
And who are they?
Just out of curiosity. Well,
baby people.
Yeah. All right. Well, great season,
Mike,
everyone.
Mike, did you have closing thoughts? You raised your hand.
Oh, I didn't see it. Sorry.
Just to wrap it up in a bow for me, I love this game. This season did redeem itself. I'm going to miss, you know, catching up with you guys. Like, this has been fun. I really do love this game, and I'm going to miss it. Even through kind of a boring, dull season, like, it was a good time, and I'm glad it's over, but I'm excited for the next one. You know,
Hey, Mike.
I'm sad that the season's over.
If you're going to miss us, we could call each other every week and catch up.
Okay.
You know, I mean, I know there's not going to
be on my gangbang show, which returns next Thursday.
Oh. When's the last time you were in a gangbang, Mike?
What time is it?
Right. Good answer.
It was with Brother Bear.
Right.
Yeah.
I always play Brother Bear in the background.
Ooh.
I have a proposal for how I'm going to be spending some of my free time now that we're not doing this for several months. Since we won't have a survivors ready in the spring, I want to propose to Fatty that we do a recap podcast for Supermarket Sweep.
No.
I've already taken that show off my DVR.
No, don't take it off. It's like the BFO. You have to watch for more than one episode.
I've watched like 3 weeks and I'm like, this is horrible.
It's only been on
the
two
only
weeks.
Good thing
two
about
weeks.
That,
see,
the
it seems like it's been 3 weeks.
Do what?
The only good thing about that show are the homosexual contestants who come
and
on.
And boy, they had them this last time.
Boy, and they're going to have them. Leslie Jones loves them some gay boys.
Do you like the gays on The Amazing Race?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, yes, but they're kind of...
They seem a little useless so far.
They seem a little millennial-ish where they expect things that they shouldn't be expecting.
They're a little foggy.
All right, let's keep it to Big Brother.
Speaking of useless so far, Archer, where can you be reached?
ARCHERR.com.
Wait a minute. Did Archer, do you have any closing comments?
My closing comment would be that I've enjoyed this and I will miss you guys doing this once a week. And I look forward to the next season.
And Moose?
Just that it's been a lot of fun talking with you guys this year.
Moose, we've thoroughly enjoyed your fashion reports.
Oh, thank you.
And you'll have to continue that next season. Yes.
I think you have the knack for it.
Oh, thank
and
you.
And Adam, what are your closing thoughts?
I don't have
Thank
any.
God this shit's over. I've got one more night. I don't have to do a goddamn podcast.
Yeah. Adam, you have to stop doing podcasts. Like, no, turn some off.
It's my hobby. That's
well,
what
he's
going to
start one at work now. He's
no, yeah. Well, I don't know. Maybe
and he's going to do a podcast for an ex-boyfriend in England or something like that. I don't know.
Oh no. Did who else? Did anyone else not give closing thoughts?
Me.
Oh, what was yours? You said. Wait a minute. Just can I say one more thing? Like 5 million times this episode. So those were your closing thoughts, right?
How dare you! I love all of you. I love Sam. I love Alex. I love all of you. And just remember, as we move into the winter season, please check on the elderly.
Which means call Big Fatty.
Right. All right. Well, we already
he
gave
won't
Archer.
Give me his number.
We already gave Archer.
I have his number.
Plug, so
BR549.
Moose, where can you be?
And if
reached?
if you don't remember that, call Shirley Booth. Okay.
Mr. B.
Uh-huh. All right. Moose, where can you be found?
Moose P on Twitter.
All right. Mike, where can you be found?
I'm at Mr. Mike Lawson pretty much everywhere.
All right. And Chris, where can you be found?
I can't. I'm off my quarantine, but I don't want to deal with you people.
And last but certainly not least, the note taker extraordinaire, the Faye driver, where can you be reached?
Look for a new episode coming out soon on pinkwheelnuts.com.
Is that the one where you're up to your ass in snow?
Yeah, it is, okay. In fact.
Okay. Did you ask Archer where he could be found?
Yes. All right, for the final time. Oh, I didn't ask Fatty. Well, it's fine. Oh, Fatty, where can you be found?
You can find me on Perverse in June of next year.
All right. Well, for the last time, I can be found at brotherbear.com. We can be found at buttfirstpodcast.com. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts over at pride48.com. And from outside the Big Brother house, I'm Adam Burns Moonbez. Be kind. Rewind. Thanks, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.
But first, please welcome your hosts, Adam and Fatty.
We didn't just start everyone. Talking right now.
First, Eric, because
I'll be talking right now.
To do it, really, because
I'm just going to mute them until they decide to behave. Hello, everyone, and welcome to But First. My name is Adam. And all right, I'm going to start over. And every time you guys do that, I'm going to start over again. So if you want to stay here all night, keep doing that.